It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Do we have a podcast? Do we have a not podcast? Are we talking about Love is Blind? Are we talking about Love is Not Blind? What are we doing today on the show or the not show, Ben?
Ask me if my face is okay, Max.
Is it? Let me see.
Is your face okay? Is your face okay?
Is your face okay, Ben?
It's not.
It's not.
It's not. It'll never be okay.
You're sketchy as fuck, Ben.
I'm sketchy as
fuck. I'm not sketchy as fuck.
Bro.
Dude.
Johnny's such a joke.
She's such a joke.
What a fucking joke.
I don't care about her, but I'm going to obsess about her for like the whole night.
She doesn't care. She doesn't even want to talk about it. But what the fuck is wrong with her face?
Yeah, can I just
is your face okay?
Yeah, can I just say something? I love Uche. He might be my favorite person on the show. He is bringing the drama. Yeah, he is. He might be a toxic masculinist.
He don't care. He might be
a bad person, but as a reality TV character. I love everything about him.
He serves.
He gives us things to talk about. He is sassy. He is hilarious. I absolutely love him.
He certainly stands his ground.
Oh, honey, little sassy.
Yes.
He's great.
He's great.
He was getting dogpiled on by everybody, and he still was like coming in hot, and I loved it.
He doesn't care. He's like, oh, more women for me to yell at. This is my dream. I get to yell and be condescending to 10 women at once. This is why I came on Love is Blind. Please, where's more? Get me to a nunnery so I can yell at all the nuns.
Yell at all the nuns.
I want to yell at women. Yes. I love it. I could watch Uche yell at women all day long. This guy is ridiculous. All he does is dig himself into a hole deeper every day. He just looks worse.
Yeah. But I'm in the best way, though. He looks worse in the best way.
Yeah, in the best way. He was hilarious. I cannot wait to break down that scene. I have one thing I also want to bring up. No Bachelor and Bachelorette party, Ben.
Yeah, it's...
Well, because they had to edit out a fucking whole couple.
That's what I'm wondering.
All of their friends were going to be there, probably.
It had everybody. To have been way too difficult to edit around.
Yeah. Yes. But that sucks because we probably missed out on more Johnny, probably. Like Johnny had to show up to Stacey's bachelorette party for some reason, right?
Yeah.
And then more Uche. And, you know, Uche probably would have been like, I'm going to storm into Lydia's bachelorette party so I can yell at her. He's like, oh, I got the invitation to the bachelorette party instead of the bachelor party by mistake.
Well, the footage is gone now. We'll never see it. The CIA has it now. Along with the JFK assassination footage,
yes,
and all of that. So kiss it goodbye. We're never seeing it again.
I have a hard time complaining about these two episodes because I thought they were amazing.
I love every single episode this season. These are the messiest group of people we've had.
Drama the whole time.
Yes.
So good. Nary a boring moment. Very good.
It hits the ground running right from the beginning of episode 8.
But... A bachelor and bachelor party, and I want more Uche, and I want more Johnny, because I do like group scenes. That's my only problem with the season is that, like, I like the interpersonal drama between the couples and the groups and all that stuff.
Well, we like it when they get sloppy and sloshy.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the air is a little weird this season with just, like, individual couples and stuff. It does feel like it's missing something.
But
it makes the season
as
feel
we
weird.
Know, you give Stacey and Izzy a little bit of alcohol. And they're gonna provide some great scenes. Come on.
Yes, but like, you know, it just sucks whatever this couple did. whatever somebody did to get themselves edited out of a Netflix show.
Ruined the whole show.
Must have been bad.
Must have been real bad. Yeah.
Real bad. And we talked about that couple, you know.
Yeah. Which one?
the edited out couple.
Yes.
On patreon.com/realityalert, and we're gonna be talking about them more on Love Center, our Patreon exclusive show. It's coming out later this week. We do it weekly. It's only $5 a month. And Ben, there's a lot of social media content that has come out already that we haven't talked about from last week that came out after we talked about. I have a million things saved. And we have a lot of stuff that's going to come out after we talk about this episode coming from the cast. We have more couples that got engaged that didn't make it to Mexico that we're going to talk about. You know, people who we don't really even know their names, but we're going to talk about them. There's like four or five couples that got engaged.
It's wild. And, you know, we have had couples in previous seasons that have been engaged but not featured, but not like this. Not in this way. It's wild.
It's crazy how good the show, like everybody wanted, you know, a lot of Instagram followers. So they all got engaged, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So we want to talk about them. A lot of people coming out, talking, like breaking NDAs and shit. So we're going to be talking about all the social media. We're going to be talking about our favorite soundbite moments, who we think the sassiest honey is, the dirtiest dog, the oiliest oil baron. And we're going to be giving our predictions for the weddings, how relationships end up, the reunion. We're going to be giving up all of our weather forecasts for, you know, if it's going to rain on the wedding. Really important stuff only on the Patreon. So patreon.com/reality.
We're giving our World Series picks.
World Series picks. Really important stuff. When the world is going to end too. And we really appreciate you supporting this podcast, which, you know, hasn't had ads for a long time. So we could really use your help. We don't want to end up homeless like Nick Thompson. So if you could help us out, we would really appreciate it.
Patreon.com. The Bachelor podcasts have enough money. You don't need to go to them. Just come to us. Okay.
Yes. Anyway, should we get into this episode?
Let's do it.
There are 13 days until the weddings, by the way.
Oh, my God.
So Uche and Milton are talking, and Uche says it's time to be honest because he didn't tell Milton anything in the pods. And Lydia told Aaliyah what Uche looked like, what car he drove, what his dog was like. And Uche, and that gave Uche the impression that Lydia was still into him. And I think it all gave us that impression.
Yeah, I still think so.
Yeah,
to a certain degree.
I think that Lydia is into Milton.
In a bubble, yes.
Yeah.
In this contained bubble currently, yes.
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 Yeah. I don't think they should marry each other.
Absolutely not. Especially because we want to see both of these two on Perfect Match.
Yes.
Now I would love for Stacy and Izzy to get married because I don't want to see them on Perfect Match.
You don't want to see Izzy and Stacy on Perfect Match?
I've had about enough. I can only take so much Izzy and Stacy.
Yeah, they're not like that. They're not that much.
I mean, the only time they're interesting is when they're drunk, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Uche says the last text message she ever sent Lydia was really kind, but it wasn't totally genuine. He's like, and I can show you the screenshot. I can show you the text message. Milton's like,
the evidence.
Milton's like, I don't. Milton's like, what? Okay. Enough of this. All right. And that's how I'm feeling too. I'm like, Uche, like, all right, we get it. Like, you know, you're not yelling at women 100% of the time, only 99% of the time when you're talking to them.
It's like he already got the point across. It's going to be on TV. You don't need to beat a dead horse here.
Yeah.
You really don't. Yeah.
But before the conversation can finish, Lydia comes and drags her baby boy away by the hand.
That's what it looked like.
Taking you to your room. You've been bad, bad boy. Bad, bad, bad.
We're not getting the Lucky Charms. Don't ask again.
Sorry, I said bad boy. Had to play it.
No Pokemon for a month.
Whoa! Dude, his rank is going to fall even farther. Uche returns to the party, and this is when shit gets fun. Uche tells everyone that Lydia followed him to the experiment, and this is when Johnny's jaw drops to the floor, because apparently she didn't know about this. Now, we're on a reality TV show. Everyone is drunk. These people are very dramatic, you know, because, you know, they were probably all did theater in high school anyway. And
but it's like, well, it's like Johnny's watching the show just like us. You know, she didn't know any of this other information. It's shocking. It's interesting.
Yeah, who cares?
Who wouldn't drop their jaw in that moment?
And Stacy cannot handle that Izzy liked Johnny more than her at one point. So she says,
is your face okay?
She's so mad at Johnny. Now, I know.
And Izzy really good. Izzy saw where it was going real quick. He's like, Stacy, please. Stacy, no.
Please, I'm still attracted to Johnny, so please don't ruin the potential backup situations. Please, you said no. Dude, he's so into Johnny still.
He does. He likes
Johnny. He's so into her, dude.
He does. Yeah.
It is so transparent. Oh, my God.
Dude. Otherwise, like, why would they all be acting that way? Why would he be acting that way? And then why would that make Stacy act that way?
Uche's like, I'm trying. This is my moment, not yours. Like, chill the fuck out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Uche continues the story and he says, Lydia ruined what I had with Aaliyah. And this is an important detail. He says, I want accountability for what happened. Remember this because it contradicts something he says later. He says he wants accountability. Yeah. For what happened. And then Stacy speaks
but,
up.
But what is what exactly what is he looking for exactly? He is looking for
he
Lydia
wants
to say,
he wants Lydia and Milton
he wants
to break
Lydia
up.
To admit I stalked you onto the show and I apologize. Is that
and
what
he wants doing? Milton and Lydia to break up, but he later claims that he doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stacy then speaks up for Lydia. And is like, no, when you yelled at her for being a recent cheater, she really comforted her genuinely as a friend. And I'm like, I'm like, wait, but we saw that. And Lydia was like being really weird
she
during
was
that.
Being really weird.
Being like, we're the same person. He's a lawyer. He's a fuck. Like, he is evil. Like, you must trample over him. We're the same person. It was not.
That's the route that you're taking to defend Lydia. It's the wrong route. Like, there's so many other angles you could go with. Of like, Uche, you know, you've already said your piece. Do you have to keep berating her like this? This is not okay. You know, you're being like an asshole right now. That's
or
the way
could
you would
be
do
like,
it.
Look, maybe she followed you onto the show. That's fucked up, but she's into Milton now. Like, we don't care, Uche.
Yeah.
Like, we just don't care. Like, we
let
like
them
her.
Do their thing.
We accept her faults, even though it's really creepy that she followed you onto the show.
Super creepy.
But yeah, I mean, like, you know, Lydia's clearly very convincing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she is. She is. Well, she's got all the girls behind her back. So, but Uche just, he doesn't. This is what's frustrating is as much as Uche thinks that he's in the right here, he does not know when to stop. He just cannot stop.
Well, it's amazing.
It's great. It's great.
Now, Miriam gets on board. And just in case anybody was a little confused about what Uche was talking about, let's remind everybody about Uche's interaction with Miriam in the pods.
I'm a scientist.
What type of science?
I've worked in different industries.
Okay. What are you doing now?
Working in academia, but I work overseas.
Oh, where overseas?
In the Middle East.
You work in the Middle East?
And then he was like, in the pods, he was like, and she's like, but I'm moving back to Houston. And he's like, oh, so he's in the Middle East now. And she's like, no, I live in Houston now full time.
It was very weird.
She was very cryptic about what Extremely. She... did it was very suspicious.
It's almost like she was under contract not just with Netflix but with whatever company she was working with.
Yes
to where she couldn't say anything.
She's definitely
but Saudi Arabia, Houston. What do these two things have in common? They both like the Astros probably.
Yeah.
maybe some other things. I don't know. Maybe she was the Houston Astros.
He was so great here though.
Do you live in Saudi Arabia? Do you
live
in Houston?
Saudi Arabia.
Do you have a job?
Houston.
Do you have a not job?
Do you have a job? Do you have a not job?
She has a job. She just can't disclose what that job is.
She says he can keep that toxic masculinity to himself. He also accuses her of having a boyfriend and that she's fake and here for the cameras.
Wow.
Okay. Where did that come from? How did
I don't know. I want to know the context.
Can we please?
I believe it though. She was really fucking cryptic and weird. She could definitely have a boyfriend.
These things. Yeah. I mean, she could be a lot of things, do a lot of things. We don't know. She could be international woman, spy. We don't know.
Pretty sure Savannah had a boyfriend, that season of Perfect Match. People come onto these shows with boyfriends. Happens all the time.
A lot of people had boyfriends on Perfect Match.
Yeah. I mean, we had boyfriends all the time. Why not?
Everybody was couple up on Perfect Match.
Yeah, come on.
Isn't Francesca getting married right now to the guy?
To the person she broke up with.
And after Perfect Match was filmed.
This was my favorite Uche line.
Do you have a business? Do you not have a business?
A business.
Yes. Well, he got real sassy with that one.
He neighed the line, you know. A business.
Do you have a business? Do you not have a business?
A business.
Texas. That's how they say it in Texas.
I love horses.
I love horses.
One of the things we have in common is that we like horses.
Love is Blind Brazil. They know all about horses.
They know even more than Texas.
Check out our recap of Love is Blind Brazil Season 1 exclusively on our Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert.
All dubs.
All the time.
Yep.
Miriam, she did not like this.
Can you believe this guy?
Can you believe this guy? Yeah, again, this is his joy. This is his passion.
He's really getting into it. He loves it.
Yeah.
Finally, he gets to call out Miriam on being cryptic. Who are you? We all want to know. It's good. Somebody did it. Finally.
Yeah. Milton and Lydia return.
You should have seen this piss I took. It took about 20 minutes.
Yeah, but was the piss in the urinal or was it not in the urinal? Because that is what I want to know.
I was taking a piss in the urinal.
That's what he said last time.
The urinal. So okay.
I need to know if it was in the urinal or the toilet or the floor, a bush. I don't know.
Yeah. Please.
Need to know.
Give us answers. Maybe Uche could get some answers out of him. He's pretty good at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like how Milton like drops off Lydia and he's like, can you take care of Lydia for a second? I can't do this anymore, please. She's really annoying. Can you guys deal with her, please? Lydia tells the women she isn't crazy, Uche is. Why not both, Ben?
Why not?
I think they're both crazy.
They are both crazy.
Yes,
We touched on this with the last batch episodes, which is that he's got to be pretty crazy too to keep dating her even after all the stalkerish tendencies.
Yeah, but the sex, Ben.
The sex is probably really good.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's why Milton's gonna get married to Lydia.
Yeah.
It's probably really good. So
also she cleans after him.
Yeah, she removes his dirty dishes from the bed and from the couch.
Yeah, his clothes from the corner.
Yeah, it's great. What a life.
I like how Johnny goes, like, Lydia, I'm confused because Uche is very convincing. You know, he was yelling a lot and I just found it, the whole thing, very convincing what he was saying. And you seem crazy enough to be a stalker, so...
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm just seeing it all with fresh eyes right now. I believe that you're nuts. I'm sorry, but that's just what I believe. That's just what I'm seeing.
Lydia's like, yeah, he showed me the screenshots. And then Maris is like, yeah, aren't we all like stalking everybody that we're fucking? It's like, yes, people do that, but they don't like do it so much that people then send screenshots and be like, this person's been doing this for weeks, you know?
And you can see Lydia in this situation is like, I don't want to get into the weeds on this. Like,
we should talk about this too much further. Let's talk about how bad Uche is. So Milton and Uche talk, and Uche is crazy eyes in this scene.
He's amped.
He is Lydia amped. Eyes in this scene.
Yeah, yeah. I would also say he's got Stacy eyes too in this scene.
Yes.
Yeah. It's frightening.
He tells Milton he doesn't want to affect his relationship with Lydia, but he would be a bad friend if he didn't tell him. Yeah, he doesn't want to affect his relationship with Lydia. This is really nice. There's no ulterior motive.
Yeah. Well,
he doesn't want accountability. He doesn't want Lydia to face accountability for what she did to him and Aaliyah.
He just wants to poke a battle with his buddy again. That's
yes.
All. He doesn't want her to come in between them. Because his relationship with Milton is stronger.
Yes. Milton, Milton says his mommy says your perception is your reality and you both have different perceptions. You're both grown. You can handle it.
It's funny because we later hear in episode 9 that this is just what his mom says all the time. So he's just parroting what his mom said.
Milton just doesn't want to deal with shit. So he's just like, perception is reality. We all think different things. So let's just not deal with issues. Let's just ignore disagreements because those involve emotions. And let's not have emotions to things.
Let's ignore disagreements. Let's ignore dirty dishes. Let's ignore.
Yeah, he just ignores life.
Can we just please ignore all this stuff and talk about rocks, please?
Milton says this is multidimensional calculus, and he's on a different plane.
Wow.
Wow.
That's actually pretty sick. I'm going to use
that. That is sick.
I'm going to use that in the future.
Yes. He tells Uche him and Lydia have great communication. Uche is like, isn't this like a honeymoon phase? Or he's making sure it is. And Milton says he lives his life in the honeymoon phase.
Damn. He's got all sick. These lines, man. He is cool as shit.
Yeah.
I love Milton.
And they all live on different dimensional planes. Uche says, don't let Lydia come between our friendship. Milton's like, okay, I'll text you in the group chat. Bye. Who wants to be friends with you, Uche? You're like fucking weird as shit. And then just in case you didn't know what Milton was thinking, the Love is Blind Orchestra helps us out. I didn't come into my friends. I didn't come here to make friends.
Wow. Came here to make a wife.
That classic reality line finally makes the show through song.
Through song. Thank God someone had the guts to say it. It was the Love is Blind Orchestra.
Chris and Izzy talk, because they're really good. They're also really good friends. So they're going to be friends for life. And Izzy just really loves Chris and wants the best for him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not about Johnny. It's about Chris.
It's all about Chris. Again, these male friendships that we have here that were established in the pods are airtight.
Yes.
It's amazing. They do not want their friendships to be broken up by these women that they hate and love at the same time.
Chris says he doesn't appreciate Izzy thinking that Johnny's a bad person. Izzy says, I never said that. Red flag. Johnny's a red flag. Break up with her so I can have her as a plan B. Thank you. Thank you.
It was weird how he said, gotcha. He just straight up said, gotcha.
Izzy's like, I'm happy for you. I don't hate the girl. I just hate her.
Yeah.
I hate her.
There's a difference.
Izzy says, Chris says, I don't want anybody feeding her information that's not true. Izzy says, it was more like, how do you tell me you love me 4 times in there and then tell me you're so glad it didn't work out? Well, because she's happy she's with Chris.
Chris now. Yeah.
And also that line was very telling because it's like, Izzy, clearly you're really not over her. Like that is the most indicative line.
Yeah.
But apparently Chris did not know that Johnny told Izzy that she loved him, but also kind of awkward. Like, she knew, he already knows that he was second to Izzy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Izzy was going to be like, by the way, I told him I loved him 4 times.
I mean, he kind of already knows the position he's in, right? He's, I think he's just self-aware enough to know.
Yeah.
That they want each other and that he's kind of the, you know,
yeah,
the backup plan. Yeah.
But like, yeah, I mean, he knows what's going on. Izzy says Chris reminds him of himself because they have good hearts and people can take advantage of them. They're very similar people.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Oh,
I bet, yeah. I bet Chris has a lost and found.
Works for Globe Life.
Yeah, the whole thing. Stacy walks in and claims she didn't know what she was walking into. She just happened upon this conversation and knew thought they were going to be talking about, you know, thimbles and tiddlywinks.
Right, as people do.
As people do.
Or
and then Johnny shows up. You know, and she thought they were going to be talking about the weather, and Stacy just, you know, starts calling out Johnny and says, Johnny, you're full of shit. And Stacy says, I hope you're really happy together. I really do. And Johnny says, are you two happy together? Because why are you attacking my boyfriend? And why are you always attacking me?
It's a good point.
I know.
Good point.
I'm like, Drew is like, Johnny is never attacking you guys. Like, I know she talks shit about you in the pods, but she hasn't really been doing anything this whole time besides, you know, being attacked by everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Let it go, folks. Let it go. Or don't, because it's great entertainment.
Yeah, no, it is really good. Johnny does say she was upset with Stacy for being deceitful in the pods for not telling her that she was into Izzy. But I'm like, I don't know. It is her prerogative not to like say anything, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think in that situation I would say anything because I would be like, well, it's like my business and like I don't want like the drama, you know?
They're all Izzy was tight with like 6 girls. Like 6 girls told Izzy.
Yeah, it's
they
like
loved them. Like
they were all
nobody's talking about Izzy here. Nobody's just talking about Izzy here. Instead, we're all talking about, you know, the 2 ladies. You know, it's like, yes. Come on.
So they keep talking about it. Chris says she's not a shit. Oh, Stacy calls her a shit person. Chris says she's not a shitty person. Stacy goes, oh, yeah? Then why didn't you propose? And it's like, just fuck off. Anyway, Johnny goes, because I went from a breakup back to him, which I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
Izzy goes, we never broke up. You told me you loved me and asked me to be with you, but we were never together, okay? And Johnny clarifies to Chris that she never asked Izzy to be her boyfriend.
We can roll the tape.
No, I.
Izzy disagrees and says that she did ask him to be her boyfriend, but that never happened.
Yeah, I don't think it did.
She just said, you're my number
one. She just said, you're my number one. I want to go forward in this with you. Yeah.
Yeah. There was no, like...
As you do.
I think she wanted him to be with her.
Yeah.
No, I think he wants her to have asked to have that happen because he's so obsessed with her.
Yeah.
He seems really obsessed with Johnny. It's really weird.
It is very weird. Why, like, why would you be so bent out of shape over this? Why?
Because he does seem really into Stacy too, but he cannot get over this Johnny thing.
And this is not like an Amber Barnett Messica situation, because Messica was constantly inserting herself into that relationship post pods. She was constantly trying to flirt with Barnett and saying weird things. This Johnny is not trying to do that at all. She has not been intrusive in their relationship at all. And they've been projecting so hard back. Not even back, just aggressively.
Barnett wasn't into Messica.
Yes,
but
exactly.
Izzy is into Johnny. Yeah, it's like a different kind of thing. It's really it's really a trip.
Yep.
Milton and Lydia, they have a fun time in this little vestibule. We love vestibule hangouts.
Hell yeah.
We learned an interesting fact about Milton.
I've been a douchebag once before too.
Whoa, Milton was a douchebag, but only once. It only happened once.
It only one time. One, he only.
Wow,
said
we
one
need
thing.
The details on this. I can't imagine Milton being a douchebag.
He went through a crypto phase. That's all.
Oh, that was it.
He bought Dogecoin one day. That's it. Okay.
We've never seen Milton be a douchebag before.
Never.
Never.
Are you kidding me?
No examples in episode 9. Lydia's like, are you gonna defend me? And he's like, yes, I challenged him to a Pokemon duel. Okay, I'm using all rock type Pokemon, of course. Okay. Stacy and Izzy, they go back to the I think this is when they're back in the apartment and they're drunk. Izzy is hammered though. He's hammered.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Stacy's like, why are we talking about Chris and Johnny so much? Chris doesn't even like you. Like, nobody likes you but me. Okay, you're really a douchebag. Just
my
like
family
Milton
doesn't like you. Nobody does.
She's like, you need to get over this. And I don't think you're acknowledging the fact that this is about Johnny. But Izzy has a very good response to this.
I saw you railing into her ass, and I got so turned on. Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's so
I bet
Johnny.
He did. This is a fantasy come true, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, railing into her ass.
Oh, behave, baby.
Dude, he's so over her.
Yeah. Yeah. Globe life.
Stacy's like, leave me out of this, okay? Stop comparing me to the girl that you chose over me in the pods. And he's like, over your ex. And he's like, yeah, but she's just a pod chick, you know? She's just a fucking pod chick.
Yeah, that's it, man. I had like 15 of them in my pocket. It's not a big deal.
Well, Stacey's like, I'm a pod chick. What do you think about that? I was a pod chick.
Mind blown.
But then this becomes some weird argument where she's like, you don't cook for me like you said you would. And he's like, yeah, but what about... he's like, you're right, but what about other things that I don't do for you? And she's like, you're more talk than actions. And then they
Monday
get
Flower movie. Day, baby.
Monday Flower. He brings that up so much. Monday Flower Day.
I go to the dumpster behind this flower shop and I grab the most recent bouquet that yes. they threw out. Yeah.
I did get a little sad at the end of this when he was crying and he says that he doesn't feel that he's good enough for her and nothing that he does is enough, because it felt a little
she does go too hard on him a lot, I will say.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to this stuff. Like, she really has like Disney princess syndrome when it comes to the things that she requires in life and what she demands. And you didn't take me to a bomber plane museum yet. You know, this is
could he probably do a little bit more? Yes. But it also just like, I don't like to get armchair psychologist on him, but it just felt a little bit like, I don't know. He had a tough childhood. Maybe he wasn't like doing enough for maybe like, in like his family life, nothing was like never enough for like the people taking care of him and then like her. And like, it just felt like a whole like thing when he was crying to me. Right.
Well,
like,
and it just keep in mind too, knowing now what we know at the end of this next episode, that some of these issues that he does have financially, all of these things weighing down on him that Stacy demands.
Exactly.
Could very easily make you feel like you're not good enough.
Well, exactly. And then yeah. I just thought about like everything he's coming from, and he's crying. He's like, I never feel like I'm good enough for you. Yeah. And that is, if that's something that you've had your whole life. And I just felt like it was like a very genuine reaction for him. And I was like, oh, yeah. I feel bad for him in this moment. Like, this is yeah. a very genuine kind of thing. And And I do feel that, you know, maybe she is putting a little more into the relationship at this point, and she does have some valid points, but it's a complicated kind of thing, you know?
To me, I read this whole argument as sort of her using this outside thing as ammo in this conversation, this argument that they're having about Johnny.
Yeah, like, don't switch the topic. Like, bring this up at another time and do it more, like, constructively. Be like switch it. Also, wait till you guys are sober.
Yeah.
Just wait. Yeah.
Then we don't have to see the poor guy cry.
Yeah, I was like, oh, God, this is a really genuine crying thing.
Yeah.
I was like, this feels like deep tears. Like I was like, man.
Not deep D tears.
Not deep D tears.
Deep tears.
I need to know these dogs' names. We only got Tux. What's the husky's name?
We didn't get the husky's name. Yeah.
That was fucked up. That's why I was crying. I was like, what's the husky's name?
They're cute, though.
Yeah.
They're good boys.
By the way, we are licensed psychologists. We are able to do these things. So just let you guys know, we're both doctors.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you have a microphone, then you're licensed.
Yeah. Yep.
That's how the internet works.
Yes. Lydia and Milton. Milton is like, Uche won't understand because he's not an engineer, but I explained it's all calculus, baby. So I fixed the whole situation.
I said the multidimensional planes thing, baby. You don't got to worry about it. She's like, planes? What? And he's like, don't worry about it, baby.
No emotions. I took emotions out of it. I'm not an idiot like you. Basically, he just convinces her not to use emotions. And she's like, okay, I'll never be emotional again. And he says, thank you.
Yeah. Because that's Lydia all the way. She can turn it off easily.
Yes. And then we get this song, which I found very apropos for Milton.
No matter what this life puts us through, I choose you.
I choose you, Pikachu. I choose you.
Lydia Chu.
Lydia Chu Jr. I choose you. Wow.
I do like the middle of that song, though.
I love you. Tell me they didn't know what they were doing when they did I Choose You. Come on. Yeah.
I think one of them used an attract spell on the other.
So I choose you.
Again, that's with the weird noises in the background.
That's from Perfect Match. When I was putting the soundboard and I was like, I choose you, it's like it like wouldn't let me save because we already had an I choose you, and I was like, what?
Crazy.
It cuts to a Lockbridge, and I'm like, we're doing the fucking Lockbridge again. But again, that must have been from like the couple that was edited out. You know, they must have gone to the Lockbridge.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to them.
So apparently Stacy owns a closet business, a makeup business, and she's a Pilates instructor. I didn't know what this exercise thing was.
Does she have a Pilates by Stacy Instagram account?
I don't know. We have to look this up.
Okay.
But she was leading an exercise. Maybe she doesn't own the business. She's at least she's an instructor. I didn't know what this was because I didn't know what these things. My sister said it's like a Pilates reformer workout. It's called something like that. I don't know. I didn't know what it was. I don't know.
So Pilates or
it's Pilates.
It's Pilates.
But I didn't know what the other things were. You know, when the bands and those things that they were on, I didn't know. I hadn't seen that before.
Now what closet business is just you're selling clothes?
No, you like organize people's closets. It's like a whole thing.
Oh,
I believe that's what she does. Don't quote me on it.
Maybe she Marie Kondo's people's closets.
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure these businesses aren't too necessary for her if her family has that much money.
I don't know.
If they're going on private jets, this whole thing is unnecessary.
I know. I never understood that. Rich people, why do they have jobs? You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Idiots. What are they, stupid?
Why?
They're still working?
Dumbass. I don't know. I wouldn't.
We've talked about this a lot before.
I don't get it.
Warren Buffett.
Why are you doing Pilates? What are you doing, stupid? Why are you instructing a Pilates class for fun?
God. Just watch TV. Hang around.
You know. So they talk. And Izzy says he feels like he gives his best effort, but he's unappreciated. Blah, 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 blah. Who cares? They make up. Stacy says he felt all day, but he was able to still come here and let her know that he's still there. He says, I love you, and he's still here. This is what he always does. They get into fights. He doesn't really do anything. And then he just goes, I want you to know I'm still here and I'm fighting for us. And she goes, oh, you're so macho and you're still calm.
She wants that rom-com moment. She wants the, you know, Izzy's going to start doing the cue cards with the words on them.
Oh, yes, know. Yes, yes. The Love Actually.
The Love Actually. Uh-huh.
She wants to know that he still has the
zooby zooby zoo. Zooby zooby zoo.
And he does, you know? Stacy lets him know something, though.
Ethan, I wish you sad. Ethan, I wish you sad.
I hate that I made you sad. She hates that he made him sad. Why does she talk weird?
I don't know.
Is this her sexy voice?
It may be. Maybe this is the voice he fell in love with.
Yes.
Hate that I made you sad. I don't want you to be sad, Izzy. Don't be sad. Stacy's here. Huh. Buy me a private jet, please.
It's like the baby talk from season one.
That's what I think.
Google baby. I love you, baby. You're baby.
Oh, this upsets me. I love you. Are they five? Are they, is she, or I guess it's just Stacy. So has she not said I love you yet? Does she just say Lerv you? Has she said I love you? Maybe once?
Yeah, I don't know. Lerv doesn't mean love, in my opinion.
Oh, no, it does not. It's because not. She doesn't love him.
No. No.
I knew people that said I love you when I was like 17. They were in a relationship. They were 20. And it was like before they said, I love you, it was like between I like you and I love you. And I thought it was really immature at the time.
Even at that age. Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. Stacy's in her 30s.
Yeah.
And she's saying, I love you.
Stacy doesn't even laugh at his jokes. She just says Rafflecopter after every joke he says. It's really messed just, up.
It's not cute. And also, he should really be taking it as a red flag. I'm not feeling too optimistic about I love you.
Not yet, until we get to the bomber plane date.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Not yet.
Izzy got her a cooking dinner coupon. I don't think coupons never get cashed.
No. It would be funny, though, if he started giving her everything she wanted, which was like first class coupon. You know, he's like, because you love to fly first class. So here I wrote a coupon for first class.
The way it worked is he should have cooked her dinner that night. But instead he made a coupon because he knows that it never works to be like, oh, will you cook me dinner tonight? And then he goes, oh, I'm too busy. Maybe another night. But you have the coupon.
I owe you $1 million.
Yes, he got her a photo and a plunger with the note that was like, life can be shitty, like when you clogged the toilet in Mexico.
In Mexico, yeah.
But blah, blah, blah.
Yep. That's the real reason he gave her that plunger, because he knew she was going to use it.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Izzy and Stacy meet Izzy's mom. This is really why did they include this moment?
It was very boring.
Of Izzy
probably
and his mom.
Tux jumping up.
Yeah, that had to have been it.
The cute dog.
And then I'm hoping that Izzy's mom is gonna, you know, really rail into Stacy and not like her, but instead she's just like, won over by Stacy basically giving minimum effort into the whole thing.
Yeah.
Stacy's like, I'm not gonna sell you on this, but I can tell you I care for Izzy. He's okay, and he's really into me, which should make you happy. And I'm vulnerable now because somebody loves me so much.
Okay. Okay.
And I think Stacy should take it as a red flag that Izzy's mom was like, I don't want you to get hurt either, because Izzy hurts a lot of people.
Yeah. He works for Globe Life, okay?
Yeah. He works for an MLM insurance company, okay? So watch out. Milton and Lydia. So Milton introduces Lydia to his mom, his dad, and his sister Jessica. We meet the husband and the baby. Lydia is very put together and on her best behavior on this date.
Yeah,
she is not normal, Lydia. She is
no.
She is not being herself. apparently Milton's family calls him Little James.
Oh,
now I got excited because at this point I thought that Milton and Lydia were both juniors, which would be very excited because we'd have James Jr. and Lydia Jr.
Yes.
But it turns out that Milton is a fourth, so not that's as crazy. Exciting. But at least they're both.
You add them together though, and that's like six, right?
That's so pretty exciting.
Then the kid would be seven if they had a kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is Milton trying to make us think about him like a baby?
Maybe he's leaning into it. I don't know.
Is he leaning into the goo goo gaga?
Maybe.
Well, because he's opening up a cork with his teeth.
Yeah, which is cool. It's a cool move.
Is cool. He's doing this as they're asking her why she's dating a 24-year-old at age 30. And she's saying that he's very mature for his age as he's opening up a bottle with his teeth and asking for his diaper to be changed.
Oh.
They ask what she doesn't like about Milton, and she says he left a plate on the couch, and Milton apparently said, I knew you were going to pick it up.
Wow. Very honest, Milton.
Very honest. Very honest. Rude. Very shitty. I guess we know he's at least been a douchebag twice now.
Yes. Maybe that was the one time he was talking about.
Yes. Yeah, so,
we don't know. We don't know. Maybe he came to an understanding about himself and he's growing now as a result.
Yeah. Milton does ask him to stop the interrogation, but the interrogation never really stops.
No, they go full speed ahead.
It is good to interrogate a stalker, though, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, and apparently we have a stalker interrogating a stalker because the mom is apparently someone that loves to stalk all of her son's girlfriends.
Yes,
that's what they said. They joked that she would get a dossier from the FBI about any partner that well,
in this case is good. It's good.
Yeah, probably a good thing. Yeah.
So she in confessional, Milton's mom says marriage is like a business. What a beautiful viewpoint.
Yeah, Roxanne's family would get along so well with James's family.
And we need to do a SWOT analysis. Her resume is good, but can she pass the interview, Ben? Can she do it?
I don't know. She didn't wear a suit, so.
No.
It might be tough.
Lydia tells Milton's mom's sister that that Milton's not her first love, but he's definitely out of first. You know, like anal. That's what she was implying, right?
Oh, it must have been.
That's what I was thinking.
It had to be.
Yeah.
What else could they be talking about?
I don't know. Milton's mom calls her out for being scripted. And I'm like, yeah, I like that because she is. Like, you don't seem like this is who you really are, because nobody talks like this except for us.
Yeah, his sister basically calls the whole thing fake. She's like,
yeah,
this whole thing is
very fake. This is bullshit.
She is us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, PhD. We don't get an answer about how important it is that they name their son James Milton John the Fifth. I want to know.
I know.
We need to know.
We want to be able to hear the song James Milton Jr. the Fifth.
His name, name is my name too. That's good. That really fits. Yeah, basically this is boring. Basically they don't trust Lydia, but I think that his sister basically says, I know little James and I don't see it or feel it yet, and I'm waiting for the signal for him to say he's ready for marriage. Yes. They're not buying it. They're not buying it, what she's selling.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
The next episode is titled Love on the Rocks, Ben.
Oh, that,
that's cute. What they
did there.
I see it.
Because they all have rocky relationships.
Oh, this is cute.
The show wants us to know that it's real, so they show everyone getting marriage licenses. Yeah. It's real.
It's real. We're not lying. We definitely didn't edit out five featured couples. It's so we get all to, real.
So we get to one of our favorite parts of the show, the dress shopping and the tux shopping. We get to the bride shopping, and Ben, something was really fucked up here. Why did Renee wear white to wedding dress shopping if she wasn't getting married?
Her what's other her, people's weddings? That's messed up.
What's her problem? You were Lydia's guest. I don't understand.
Just a guest.
Yeah, listen to this very non-chopped up soundbite.
I brought my mom.
Hi.
Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Hi.
Renee.
Renee.
Oh, I brought my mom.
Hi.
Renee. This is definitely Lydia's voice from this part of the show. Renee is not here to buy a wedding dress. She was not cut out.
Vanessa... It's too bad they couldn't just use like an AI voice where it comes in and just goes, Renee.
I love that Renee was Lydia's guest.
Isn't that sweet of her? I didn't know they had such a close relationship.
Wore white in support of Lydia. Yes, that's what people do. Now, Vanessa was wearing white and a very puffy shirt. Maybe it was a Seinfeld tribute.
It could have been.
Or a pirate tribute, maybe.
Yes, like the 27th anniversary of Seinfeld or something.
Yes, or like a Pirates of the Caribbean tribute or something like that. Yes. It was very cute.
Very cool.
Yes. Nick Lachey practicing putting, waiting for the guys to show up.
He's just a guy's guy.
He's just a guy's guy, getting ready to go on the green, you know, do some pocket bets, getting his working on lowering his handicap, you know, just working things out. Nick Lachey lets Milton know it's fun to date somebody loud and emotional and annoying. It's fun. You get used to it.
That's great.
Yes. Stacy's mom lets us know that Stacy's the type of person that needed to go on the show because she's really shallow. So the whole experiment was good. Shallow. Stacy, she has this Mrs. Zapata custom denim jacket, and she says that she wants a weird, non-basic dress. She might just cut up the dress. She might dye it tie-dye. She might make it crazy because Stacy is not like the other girls. She's weird.
She might turn the dress into a pantsuit.
Yeah, it could be something we've never seen before.
Yeah.
Izzy says he's ready, he's really confident, he's not nervous, but his biggest concern is that is she going to say yes or not? But he's really confident and he's not worried about anything. He's just concerned.
Not at all. Yeah. No. Definitely not going to go like his last failed engagement.
But he's 100% confident, but he's not sure if she's going to say yes.
Right. Which is why he invited Johnny to the wedding. Got to have that backup plan just in case.
Yeah. Johnny, object if it looks bad. Object based on her face, okay?
If she finds out about my credit card debt before the altar, make sure to object.
Yes.
Okay? Thank you.
Okay, Ben. It's some of our listeners' favorite time. Time to talk about these dresses. Are you ready?
Yeah, okay. I can't wait to give my expert opinion.
Yes. Stacy's dresses. I thought their first dress was fine.
But that was pretty.
Ben, whoa, hot take.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty dress.
I thought this first dress was fine, but it was boring. It was whatever. I was like, you know.
So you agreed with Stacy then?
Yeah, I did agree with her on what she said. I was like, and we got to see another one. I thought we didn't really get a great view of Stacy's second and final dress.
The tutu dress.
Yeah, I think that it was the tutu dress. Yes. Yeah. But she looked very pretty, and I thought that it looked good, but I didn't think we got a great view of it. I thought that we got a view in like a preview of what her final wedding dress was, and it was a different dress than all of these, and it looked like amazing, like a very beautiful dress.
Or it might have been.
Yeah, it maybe. I will say that this dress was not weird, like she said. And it was very basic. It was fairly basic for as far as wedding dresses go, but it looked very good on her. So no critique. I don't have too much harsh to say. I will say
my opinion was it looked pretty.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to help, you know, help these ladies say yes to the dress. You know,
I think they looked pretty.
Really good. Why didn't we get any tux shopping? It's like,
we got none.
We got none. I want to see the tuxes. I want to see the outfits.
Is it because Milton had to get his specially tailored, like, because they didn't have a size that fit him because he's so tall?
Keep us showing him in suits that are too short. It's funny.
That is funny.
Tall guy, little tux.
Give him like a child's tux.
Yes.
Even, and then like make him try and wear it. It'd be funny.
Milton, I like Milton talking to like his friends, but also Izzy's mom is there too. I was like, why is it like he's talking to everyone? He talks about how he talks to Lydia every night while she reads him a story.
Isn't that cute? So while he's playing Pokemon on his Nintendo Switch.
Yes. We go back to the shopping. This first dress, I wasn't a total fan of it. There's like this kind of like feathery pattern on the lacing. Not a huge fan, but the shape and the silhouette was good. The movability was great for the twerking, you know. Definitely my favorite of the two.
I thought it was pretty.
Oh, wow.
That's
shocking.
I thought that the twerking was pretty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good stretch. That second dress that they all love so much.
So pretty.
Bad.
Pretty.
Boring. Bland.
Pretty.
Extra fabric. No. No. I can't believe that's the one. I can't believe it. The first one was so much better, Ben.
I think it was pretty.
I think she still looked good, but the first one was so much better. I can't believe they all said it was. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I think it was all
try
pretty.
On some more dresses.
It was all pretty, and I wish them the best on their big day.
That's sweet. I can't believe it. Izzy and Stacy, 2 days till weddings. There's only 2 days left. I feel like we jumped around in time like a lot. Like,
happening? We did.
What's happening on all these days? What's going on?
We missed something big in between. Maybe bachelor parties.
Yeah. Izzy in confessional says he wants to give Stacy a taste of what the rest of their life is going to be like. And apparently he learned from their friends and family that she likes to fly in private jets. This is when I was like, okay, I knew they were rich. Yeah. I did not know. They were rich. Like that.
I mean,
is...
when he said love flies first class, I started having suspicions that it wasn't just regular rich. It was like upper echelon.
Yeah,
rich.
But there's first class.
And the like first class is super expensive.
It is, but it's like private jets is nuts.
Private jets is I sold a company in my 20s for $200 million.
Yeah, that is like first class is like, oh well, like, yeah, first class you could fly a lot because like you fly for business a lot and you accumulate points and you're rich. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, there's like, it's like,
yeah, I mean, I know that exists. I don't even know if I've ever even been on a goddamn plane that has first class. Really?
You ever been on a plane that has first class? Like, every plane has first class.
No, they don't. Not at all.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Like a smaller plane stone.
I think for international flights, there's been first class that I've been on.
Okay.
But not a lot of domestic flights I've been on doesn't even have first class.
I guess, you know, I'm just so used to flying first class that, you know, all the time.
I'm a spirit every day. Man. I'm a spirit man.
I'm. Oh, that's why. Okay,
I'm a thrill seeker. I love.
Yeah. Okay.
On a plane. I love hopping on a plane and saying I could die at any moment.
Okay, if you're flying Spirit, yeah, that would explain why. Okay.
Now, I fly JetBlue a lot. We're not sponsored by JetBlue, but I fly JetBlue. And every JetBlue I've taken, they don't have first class.
Oh, okay.
So, yep.
They have crazy first class in JetBlue, though, when they do. That shit is sick.
Oh, do they?
Nice. Not that I do it, because the extra legroom is so sweet, but yeah.
The extra legroom's amazing.
I need that.
That's why I only fly JetBlue. Yep.
I only fly with extra legroom. I'll pay out the butt. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't do it, Ben.
It's very uncomfortable in any other
need flight. Any flight I'll do, I'll pay whatever it takes. I'm like, Maria, I'm sorry. Like, I know you don't need this, but this is how I have to live my life.
You're a tall guy.
I can't do it.
Yep. I'll bet Milton flies JetBlue. I'll bet you anything.
He flies first class. He just has to.
Probably doesn't have a
choice. Love flies first class. I mean, I would. Anyway, yeah, private jets is like, that's
crazy.
That's way above first class. That's really nuts.
And so now we see what the expectations actually are. But, I mean, when we're seeing that she flies privately, there is no way this poor kid can live up to these expectations of Stacey.
No,
it's impossible.
No
human being could.
No, unless she was like, she's like, I have all of this money, but you know what? Like, I don't like, she's like, it's family money. And you know, like, or she was like, I don't expect like you to be the one to deal with it because like, I know that like I come from money, but like other people don't, and I don't look for that in a partner, but it seems like
she does.
Well, we haven't heard her say that. We hear it from other people. She seems to want him to just like cook dinner and stuff is what she says. It's kind of like a weird thing, you know, but that's the impression that we get from everybody else but her.
Yeah, I don't know. She does talk a lot about how she likes living in luxury.
Yes.
Like, she's not going to be okay with being taken to Chili's for dinner. She needs to go to the top-of-the-line steakhouse.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Which is unreasonable.
He's working at an insurance place where you can make
unlimited money.
Unlimited.
That's the best type of job, you know.
Unlimited the skies, money. The limit. Skies. Skies, Ben. Skies. But so they fly in a plane briefly, and then they have dinner in an aircraft hangar. It feels very bachelorette, this date, you know, just like having
The same thing, because I've only seen a little bit of bachelorette. But I've seen enough to know that this is a weird, like, bachelor type of date.
The weird date setup, you know, where like,
where you're like, where did they get this idea?
I don't think we see them eating, which is very normal for Bachelor, Bachelorette, you know, this whole thing. Stacey seems to like it, though.
Whoa. Romantical.
Yeah.
Something she really likes it.
Something about bomber planes are just really romantic to her.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Daddy. This is all I wanted. I wanted a bomber plane date. Thank
you. I want to eat an aircraft hangar at like a weird table. Thank you. Thank you.
He had to change his pants as she was saying it like that.
Yeah, this was really, really boring. This is super boring. Yeah.
Why didn't they eat in the plane in the cockpit?
Yeah, I know. Eat in the plane while you're flying.
Then you could pretend you're flying.
That's just what up like doing. Snoopy, be the Red Baron, do cool stuff.
Yeah. Drop a bomb. Come on.
Come on. Izzy does say a big chunk of his family won't be there because they'll be judgmental. It's like Stacy's family's judgmental. Like, what's the problem? Like, I don't
know. Yeah, what is the problem? I don't understand.
Maybe they'll all get along. They'll be like, oh, yeah.
We have more in common than we thought. Stacy's like, oh, so we don't need a poor side then.
Yeah.
We can just have two rich sides of the aisles. Okay.
Well, I thought they were going to do classes like first class, business class, coach. Premium economy.
The D group is Stacey's family in the back. Yeah. And they get to come in at the last second. And they get to leave last as well.
Milton and his sister Jessica. Milton tells his sister the whole meeting was intense, but he said he thought it was better than expected. Jessica asks what makes Milton so sure. He says he has a gut feeling. Jessica says one, people says it's fake. Two, marriage is a big deal, okay? So, deal with it, Milton. And Milton's like, I'm on a different plane, you know? Calculus. Yeah. Have I used this line yet? I only have like two lines. Yeah. So,
it's just constantly with the fuck it attitude. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he does use another line. He says, mom says perception is reality.
Yep, that's his go-to. He's got those two to three lines in his pocket.
His sister also says, you know, they say marriage is a business arrangement. I'm like, who's they? Your mom. No, that I guess some people say this, but it's not a super common thing. I know some people say it, but a lot of people say it's a holy union, or it's two souls coming together, or it's, you know, when two people in love decide to commit to each other and spend the rest of their lives together.
When you get married, you get married for luxury, for business, for first class. For this is you don't marry for love. Don't be stupid. These are business arrangements.
Yes.
Stupid. Okay.
I thought you get married for battle.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, you form an alliance and then
for poker battles.
Yes, for poker battles. The family will be at the wedding, though.
Okay. All right.
So we get this scene between Stacy and Izzy, and they're packing up.
Pack it up, zip it up, back to the top. Here we come.
Feels good to be me.
Knew that packing song would come in handy.
From
Josh and Jacquelina.
Yeah, I remember when they performed that at the Love is Blind concert live in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that was
incredible. They're way better live than they were on the show. Let me tell you.
Yeah, they used some jamming. It was amazing. Like with the suitcases. So
if you want to see that live show, we covered it on patreon.com/realityalert.
Izzy, I was like, man, we definitely have a fight that didn't happen because it's so awkward. And also, I like how Izzy's like, so obviously we had a conversation.
Yeah,
should we talk about it? The producers are like, you motherfuckers had a fight? Well, now you better talk about it on camera. You're not allowed to have fights without us.
Idiots.
So, like, apparently he doesn't have credit cards. And he's been lying about why he doesn't have them.
Yeah, I wonder what those lies were. was it just he doesn't believe in them? Or
yes, we have heard that one before.
He's afraid of squares. He's got square phobia or rectangle phobia.
All right, he thinks that like the technology, it's like 5G, it'll kill you. That's a good one.
That's why he won't use Apple Pay either. Yeah.
He really does keep saying he wasn't lying while also admitting that he was lying. He really is like kind of a weasel about it.
A little bit, yes. The one defense I have for him is after finding out everything about Stacy and Stacy's family, it's got to get harder and harder to reveal that information.
Yes. But he lied about it withheld information in the pods too, apparently. Apparently in the pods, he said he doesn't have credit cards because he had them in college and got rid of them. But based
like
on
as you do, yes.
Yeah, that
it's
makes
a normal
sense.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently this makes it seem like he had like outstanding
debt,
but like on a credit card and then like didn't pay it. So now he has bad credit, but it seems like it's paid off because he said he doesn't even have debt. But now he can't get a credit card, it seems like.
Because his credit score was tanked.
That's what it seems like the discussion led to.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, I just wanted it to be like a formal discussion because, you know, things, I just wanted everything to be laid out, but I wasn't lying to you. And she's like, you know, you keep skirting around the actual answers. And he's like, yes, I do that, but it's because, but I'm not trying to bullshit you. I'm not trying to lie. And she's like, yeah, but you did lie like multiple times and his credit cards have come up before and you didn't think to like just tell me the truth.
Yeah. Maybe Globe Life doesn't let him use credit cards.
Oh, the insurance company? Yeah, no. Because, yeah, too much paperwork.
Too much paperwork. And, you know, these things, they tend to get seen on the federal level by certain.
Yeah, yeah. Too much paper trail, you know, stuff like that.
you don't want to leave that kind of trail. Just use cash.
he just kind of deflects a little bit. He was like, you got upset and you were heated and I don't want to walk on eggshells and stuff like that. And then he's like, I just want to know you have my back because I don't want to lose us. And I'm like, I know there's a lot of pressure going on, but like lying is bad too, and it's hard to trust people that like lie. And like, you kind of started lying about this before you knew, like before you even met her family and all this stuff. So like,
yes,
I know you're under pressure, but like,
look, Stacy is no Barnett though. All right. She's not going to just clear all of his financial strain and then go live with a roommate somewhere. That's not what she's going to do.
I feel like he's manipulative. Like he's always getting out of like confrontation with being like, I don't want to lose you. Don't you love when I get calm and I'm like emotional and open? And she's like so susceptible to that.
Yeah, he gets all vulnerable.
Yeah, and she's like, ooh, I love this. I'm sorry that I made you sad, Daddy. Thank you. It's okay, Daddy. I loved you, Daddy. You can lie to me about whatever you want if you apologize like this.
It does make you wonder when they were actually gonna, you know, why did he come forward with this now? I wonder.
I don't know.
It's because here's the thing. Now she's gonna do a prenup, right? Like she's gotta do a prenup.
If she wasn't going to, she's nuts.
Yeah. She has to do one now, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, if you're marrying somebody within like 3 weeks of knowing them and there's that much of a financial difference, how could you not do a prenup?
Everyone should be doing prenups.
Yeah.
No matter what their financial situation is.
But what if you have a lot less than the other person and they don't want to do a prenup?
I mean, prenups aren't entirely all about finances, right? I don't know.
But okay. Let's say Stacy doesn't want to do the prenup, right?
Yeah, then like gold mine for Izzy.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, yeah. He shouldn't be like, we should do a prenup.
No.
Come on, Ben. Think about the money here, the okay? Money.
Yes.
Ben, come on.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah, you gotta really think about this here.
Sky's the limit.
Ben, what do they say? Marriage is a business arrangement, okay? Yes. Think about it. Use your head. So they go to, Lydia and Milton go to a rock museum, and they look at rhodochrosites, our favorite.
I love rhodochrosites.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
They're so sick.
They're so sick. And Barry Bachelorette, they eat dinner at the exhibit.
Yes. Those poor volunteers having to stay late and, you know, pour them champagne. It's really sad.
Do you think those were volunteers or do you think those were like PAs?
They're PAs. I'm joking.
Okay. I'm just checking.
But it's really funny to me to think about the fact that they would get these random museum volunteers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These kids going through PhDs, you know.
Well, that'd be funny if they were like old people. You know how old people are volunteers sometimes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like some 80-year-old is into rocks pouring champagne for them. Yeah.
Milton says Lydia's not the exact same person she was in the pods. Well, yeah, because the hope of getting with Uche is gone, so she's a little sadder.
Yep.
He says she is cranky in the mornings and wakes up very upset. And she's like, well, there's good reason, because he won't do the things that she asks him to do. Like, act more like Uche. Put on an Uche mask. Practice law.
I mean, Uche does seem like he cleans up after himself, let's be honest.
Yes.
It does seem like he doesn't leave a plate of food on the couch.
He is 10 years older.
Yes. Uche does seem like he doesn't have Playboy magazines in his bathroom.
Milton says he does things sometimes, like he did the dishes the other day. Lydia, they get an argument about with this, but apparently it was after 3 days, according to Lydia, who I do trust on this. Apparently in the pods, Milton says he wasn't a messy person. But Milton says, hey, at least I leave my clothes in the corner when I leave them on the floor.
I love that. I love that. Gotcha.
Gotcha. I leave them in the corner. I don't leave them just in the middle of the floor. I throw them in the corner like a clean person. Told you I'm not messy. I don't leave my plate
on a different plane. That's all.
It's on a different plane, okay? Perception is reality. My perception is I'm clean. Your perception is that I'm messy. Stop being emotional, okay? Be more like me.
How do you argue with that? You can't. You can't argue with that.
At least I didn't leave my plate on the floor. I left it on the couch.
Yeah.
Upside down.
Ketchup all over.
Everywhere. Lydia wonders if he's going to take it seriously that being messy upsets her. He says he doesn't feel like... Then he's like, well, you know what? Let's just turn this all on you. You're emotional.
I love it. Yep. He pulls a Stacy here and deflects here.
He says he has to watch his word too much. He says, I'm not judging you, but I would have had to handle that situation with Uche differently. I'm like, wasn't that like 11 days ago? Because we're 2 days and that was 13 days to weddings.
Yeah.
Lydia says she is proud of how he handled the situation. I left twice. Milton's like, you're supposed to leave once
and like not come back.
She's like, no, the more is better. The more times you leave is better. I should have left 5 times.
And I also came back another time, but I didn't. Instead, I just took a photo of his house and then sent it to him.
Lydia says, sorry you don't have emotions. And he's like, you don't think I have emotions, Lydia? He brings up the towel thing about him like leaving his towel, you know, and he says about how like she told him to like hang up his towel and he finally did it. And he says, I listened to you about that, but you don't listen to me. And then you go on the defensive. And Lydia says, I don't listen to you. Milton says, let's not argue. She says, we're not arguing. We're having a disagreement.
Yeah. Big difference.
Yes. And yes. They're definitely not arguing.
They're having a disagreement.
Yes. Milton says, Milton then keeps harping on her about being emotional and not yelling at people and stuff. He says we handle things differently, and he talks about how he doesn't want to he wants to show their kids how to handle things his way, not Lydia things. And Lydia's like, I didn't cuss at Uche, but by the way, he is an asshole. And Milton says, thank you for telling me the millionth time. Yes, Milton also wants his kids to go around talking about calculus and perception reality and all this stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Why can't we find a middle ground where your kids have emotional intelligence and also don't fly off the handle?
No, man.
No.
Come on. They're on a different plane.
Yeah, they're on a different plane. Have your kids be elitist and weird. But Lydia goes, you know what, Milton?
I literally, my wife can tell you, I straight up sang that song right after she said that.
I did too.
This is me. Yeah, no big deal, but I'm married to the assistant production coordinator of that film.
It's wow, the greatest.
It's not a big deal.
Wow. So when MoviePass was a thing, I joined this Facebook group for like MoviePass fans, and it was all these like 50 plus and older people, and for some reason they were all obsessed with The Greatest Showman, and all they would do with their MoviePass is just see The Greatest Showman
over and over again.
Over and over again.
It was huge. Box office hit.
Yes. But Ben, they would go like every day, and they were just like, thank God I have MoviePass so we can keep seeing The Greatest Showman. And they would just all keep posting pictures of them like checking in on MoviePass with like The Greatest Showman, yeah, talking about how it was like the best movie and being like, thank God it's still in theaters. Thank God I have MoviePass so I can keep seeing The Greatest Showman.
Well, that's because it's The Greatest Show.
P.T. Barnum, what a great guy. What
that
a hero.
That was a great year, that MoviePass year.
It was really good.
I can't even count how many times I saw Phantom Thread.
I can't tell you how many times I saw Greatest Showman. I loved Lydia telling Milton that she needs him to understand her and wants him to support her as he just keeps eating giant bites of food.
Yeah.
Huge bites. He's like...
Got to finish it before it gets cold.
I know.
And then you got to leave it on the chair upside down for the How pissed off would Lydia have been if he like purposefully, when he was done with his meal, stands up, takes the plate, flips it upside down and rests it on the floor. And then just goes like this.
You think I knew you would clean it up?
You going to make one of these poor volunteers clean it up? Or are you going
to clean it up?
Lydia Chu, I choose you to clean this up on the floor.
No matter what this life puts us through, I choose you.
Are they eating in that? I can't tell anymore. If it's kissing or eating. Sounds like they're eating a big old lasagna is what it sounds like.
Well, Milton exclusively eats in places that he can make dirtier for Lydia to clean up.
Yeah.
It's his kink.
This guy.
What a fun couple eps. There's a lot of drama.
So fun.
All drama. Wow.
Was great.
Well, it's been real. We'll see you guys over on the Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert. Like we've said a million times, only starting at $5 a month for so much content. New podcast episode every week. You can join our Discord server and get access to a bunch of recaps we've done before, like Love is Blind Season 1, Love is Blind Brazil Season 1, The Circle Season 1, a bunch of other stuff. So we'll see you over there. Make sure to follow our Instagram at Reality Alert Podcast and subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Reality Alert. You get video versions of the podcast and give us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple. It really helps. Help us climb the charts. Anything else, Ben?
That's it.
That's bye. It. I got excited. Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Do you have a business? Do you not have a business?